We're on the show. Welcome to it here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Talking some lacrosse this hour and joining us right now, fresh off earning his 100th career win, Rick Soule, the head coach at the Naval Academy. Coach, thanks for coming on and congratulations.
You're welcome and thank you. Happy to be on. And we got a first game, got a nice win. And now it's on to game two, a big one against the Terps on Saturday.
Big one on Saturday, but how did win number 100 feel?
Honestly, if it wasn't for my sports information director who reminded me a couple days before the game, and actually by the time I got to my car, I think I had forgotten about it. But, it's certainly, 100 wins is great. And I took a moment to reflect of really not only the road that I've taken throughout my college coaching career, but really the people who helped me get to where I am today. And, whether it's people like my mom or, Dave, great Dave Urich, who, gave me my first opportunity to coach at the college level back in 1998, I guess it was. And, just the athletic directors and just people, I've met, at the various places I've worked, who have been influential and me being here. So, it took a little time to reflect that evening, but, you wake up Monday morning and you realize you got Maryland sitting there on Saturday. And, we're been working hard throughout the week. And as I told my team on Sunday, 100 wins, it's great. I'm excited, for a little bit, but now I'm more focused on how many wins this team can, could get this spring. And we got one and looking forward to a big challenge on Saturday, and hopefully we'll get number two.
Coach Soule, this is year four for you in Annapolis. Tell me what the experience has been like and how you think the program is heading in the right direction.
It's been an interesting experience for sure. Exciting. I love every minute of it. And we've had our growing pains, no doubt. Can't deny that. And anytime you take over a program, and I've taken over a number of them now. Start going back to my first head coaching job at Dartmouth. St. John's, which I started from scratch, and then Stony Brook, and now here at the Naval Academy, I guess whether it matters or not, it's just part of the deal. I have never taken over a program, that had a winning record before I got there. And so, it takes time to establish, a culture the way you want it set up. And I've said this over the last couple of years, there's no quick fixes at the United States Naval Academy. You're not bringing in transfers. You're not going the JUCO route. You're certainly not going to bring in Canadians. And, we also send our kids up to NAPS, for most of them, our prep school, for before coming down to the academy. So it takes that extra year, if you will. So the personnel has changed over this past year, let's say significantly. We brought in a class of 20. We graduated this past spring, 13 midshipmen, and it was the core group. When I got here three and a half years ago, they were sophomores, and some of them have played since their freshman year, many of them starting at sophomore year, and then the past couple of years. So not only we graduated 13 midshipmen, a lot of playing time, and so we bring in a big class and a lot of new faces out there, but it's been a great experience. I love working at the United States Naval Academy. I've been lucky enough to work at places like Georgetown, Dartmouth, and St. John's, Stony Brook, and so I feel honored, privileged to have this opportunity. And we feel like we're getting better. There's no doubt. We feel as though we're on a move, and that's why this week certainly it's a test, and it's the second game of the season. So whether we win, lose, or draw, we still got a long way to go, but it will give us an idea where we're at this point. And we got a pretty big upside, I think, and we got a long ways to go before we hit our peak. We'll see. And, however way it, goes on Saturday, we'll get up the next day and keep on, you know, our goal is to get better every day. That's our focus, and we'll continue to do that.
Rick Soule, the head lacrosse coach at the Naval Academy, is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Coming up, as you mentioned, the Terps Saturday at home in Annapolis. And this is a big one. I mean, you look at what Towson was able to do, and Coach Natalin from the Tigers will join us at 8:35 and beating a few nights ago Johns Hopkins, ending a very long drought. All of a sudden, with just that win, they made a statement this season. For whatever it's worth, it's only February. We all understand that. But there's that opportunity out there for you and your kids on Saturday at home.
I agree. And, you know, it's not going to be easy. You know, Maryland, over the last 4 years, they've gone to 3 Final Fours.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have some different bases, too. And this is their first game. And, you know, the one thing, as we told our team, the one thing about, Maryland, there's three things we think. First of all, they're talented. They're going to have talent. And yeah, they graduate, you know, good players, but there's real good players waiting to step in and grab the baton, if you will. So it's, even though it's their first game, we know they're going to be a talented team. You know that they play extremely hard. And then, you know, from my experience, they're an opportunistic team. If we, you know, make mistakes, they're going to cash in on them. And so we have to limit the mistakes that we make. But you make a great point with, you know, Towson, big win over Hopkins. The other actually saw the second half of that game and very impressed with Towson. We'll get them, both those teams, in a couple weeks down the road. But that's our sport these days, too. If you think, you know, you look back even, you know, on Saturday, this past Saturday, you know, Marquette knocking off Lehigh and Detroit knocking off Ohio State. And so, you know, you show up and play good lacrosse, you got a chance to win. Now, if you show up and don't play a pretty good lacrosse game, you got a good chance to lose as well. So, you know, that's our focus, trying to show up and play good. If the other team wants to show up and play good, then maybe it's a battle that they want to take the day off, and that helps us, you know, maybe, you know, a little easier than maybe it would have been. That's okay, too. But, you know, we focus on, you know, ourselves and, you know, trying to be the best team that we can be every time we step on the field.
Last question, Coach Soule. You also have Loyola in Baltimore this year again. Of course, they're in the Patriot League. They ran away with it last year. Do you think there's teams in the Patriot League that can year in, year out kind of match what Coach Toomey has built in Baltimore right now?
Absolutely. And certainly, you know, what they did last year was impressive. If I'm not mistaken, a number of those wins were one goal.
Yes, they were
one goal games. Certainly to us, we lose to them in double overtime, and so you know, a break here, break there. You know, who knows what could happen? Certainly from our standpoint, you know, we've lost some tough games over the last couple of years, not just this past, you know, that last year. But you know, Loyola's a great program, but our league's pretty good. We think from top to bottom, and you know, it's kind of a microcosm of our whole division, where, you know, on any given day, any one of those teams, you know, can beat you. And so you got to be on your, you know, your A game, and you got to be consistent. And that's what Loyola was. I mean, obviously they gave themselves a chance to win all those games, and they were able to, you know, win them. But this year it's certainly a whole new ball game, and there'll be another, you know, tough team to compete against come early April. But between now and then, you know, we got our hands full with a number of these other teams. So that's where we'll focus, at this point.
Rick Soule, the head lacrosse coach at the Naval Academy. His Mids are 1-0 after beating VMI 21-7 on opening day. They have the Terps coming up on Saturday in Annapolis for a high noon faceoff. Coach Soule, best of luck this year. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Great stuff from Rick Soule. Yep, we'll talk to him again in the near future, and we'll come back. Sean Natalin will join us, the head coach at Towson at 8:35.